also at the General Hospital, I was invited by Robert Turner from Oxford to join the UK prospective diabetes study. Now, a lot of people at the time across the country were very ambivalent about this ambitious programme that Robert Turner had set up. Anyway, we were asked to be one of the six pilot centres to see whether it would work, the protocol would work, the recruitment of patients and so on. And over the years, we built up a very devoted team, both of patients, devoted patients, and staff. And it was a great thrill to be contributing to all that extra knowledge about type 2 diabetes that came out of the study. One of the reasons that Robert Turner approached people, the main criteria was longevity. He was very keen that the principal investigators in each of the centres should, if at all possible, live for a large number of years for a planned long-term study in diabetes. I mean, sadly, the only person who didn't live much beyond the end of the study was Robert Turner himself, but everyone else did, and he chose well. He also, the secondary consideration for Birmingham, of course, was its ethnic mix, and we were expected to, and indeed we did, get a very nice group of patients from all backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, and followed those through for the 18 years and, of course, beyond as far as documentation through the general practitioners is concerned. I was very lucky to be asked to be part of the policy advisory group so that some of the protocol changes, which can be criticised, but we were heavily debated in that group, and we were privileged to see all the early data as it came through. Not unblinded according to the allocation of treatment, but at least overall trends, which was very helpful. The culmination of all that was, of course, the presentation of the results in Barcelona. And I do remember this marvellous sports hall at the European Association of Diabetes Study, where we were actually following the Spice Girls, a week after the Spice Girls. Anyway, we managed to almost fill this great sports hall, and the unveiling of the results was very dramatic. A bit too impersonal, because in a big event like that, it's just statements, really. And Robert Turner very carefully rehearsed us all for we went into a sort of papal enclave, secret destination outside Barcelona, where we rehearsed or given all these results and rehearsed the papers. And then halfway through the whole proceedings, he decided the order of the program was not right. So he got hold of the organizer of the European Association of Diabetes Study and said, we're not going to present it like that, we're going to present it like this. And he got away with it. It was just marvelous to be working with somebody who had that vision and was able to communicate. And that was just a great thrill. I shall never forget it. The study still continues, and David Matthews and Charles Fox and myself still get endpoints to allocate to events. And this will finish at the end of this year. And then the final results of the post-study follow-up will be declared. But it has been a most marvellous, stimulating time, partly because of the people and the centre, but also the results.
How have the results affected your treatment of patients?
Well, basically, the control of diabetes matters, control of blood pressure matters, and control of lipids matters. So that it's brought home to everyone the importance of all these things that we've all known, but it's actually proven it and for type 2 diabetes. It's also underlined the progressive nature of the disease, which was not fully understood or not properly documented, because the numbers of just over 5,000 patients was adequate for most of the aims that were set at the beginning.